Wired Jesus Podcast, April 24th, 2008. Creative Commons License.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Wired Jesus Podcast.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Well, I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Hello, and welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast, the wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim. I'm your host and fellow traveler, Tom Lieberg, and glad you've come along for our journey together. I remember as a kid listening to my grandfather talk about the days when he was growing up. Born in the early part of the 20th century, his childhood completely lacked TV, radio, McDonald's drive-thrus, air travel, the internet. Growing up in downtown Detroit, he had it good for his day. You'll see movies, ride trolleys, interurbans to other cities. Ford and General Motors and the other car factories all had well-paying jobs. I remembered asking him, what did you do for fun? Well, he said, you played baseball, kicked the can, marbles. It was a very Norman Rockwell image for me in elementary school, living in Naples, Florida in the 1970s, listening to my grandpa tell these stories. The one thing that he said always happened whenever the family got together was to gather around the piano, and then later a home pump organ, and everyone would sing. Mom, dad, kids, aunts, uncles, cousins, everyone crammed into the room singing songs and learning new ones. The one fixture in my grandparents' house that I always remember was the electronic organ. It was kind of this faux theater organ. And after dinner, or sometimes if we were there in the afternoon visiting, he would go in there and play. Christmas and birthdays, we might sing Happy Birthday as a family, but most of the time he would play, and the rest of us would drift off to watch TV. I never really thought about it that much until this past Easter, when I wrote down these reflections the week after. Grandpa playing what I called Lawrence Welk songs on the organ while we watched The Wonderful World of Disney in the other room. I didn't think we were missing anything back then. But I wonder now. Grandpa at the organ alone with his memories of a time when family gatherings were somehow different. Over Easter, we spent the weekend with my sister-in-law and her family in Toledo, Ohio. Now, it was a little weird to spend Easter away from home and not leading worship services at all that morning. It was relaxing and fun to see Carla's side of the family and to kind of have that break, but it really was weird for the pastor side of me. But after we rolled in on Friday night, Carla's sister, Mindy, introduced us to the Nintendo Wii. Now, mind you, I've been a computer and console gamer going all the way back to the Atari 2600 and my Commodore 64. Now, my youngest son has several game consoles now, but a Wii never really interested him because it seemed like mostly kids' games and not many of the fighting games he and his brother and I enjoy. know, if it doesn't do Halo or Let Us Frag, we really aren't interested. But to pass the time and to have some fun, we played the Wii. Bowling, boxing, golf. And then on Saturday, Mindy went out and brought back the dreaded Dance Dance Revolution. My wife was hooked on it in minutes, and the rest of us soon followed playing the darn thing. And the thing was, everyone could play. We laughed, we had a good time. And I have to admit, it's a rather innovative and fun control system. You know, the graphics are okay, but not state-of-the-art. I mean, Hellgate London that I'm playing on my PC and Unreal Tournament on my Mac look a whole lot better. But bowling and boxing on the Wii was fun. But it was Sunday, Easter. That's what got my attention. Because by the time everyone in Carla's family arrived, and that was around noon, we had our Easter lunch, and then we all wandered off to relax after the big meal. Now, many of the guys wanted to watch NCAA basketball. It was Final Four time. But somehow the Wii got turned on first. And before long, everyone was in there watching. It began with Dance Dance Revolution, with all the grandparents watching the grandkids and a few of us adults taking a stab at it. And I have to admit, I brought down the house with my attempt at expert level, which looked really like a very sad Riverdance impersonation. It wasn't pretty, but my mother-in-law was nearly in tears over it, mostly because of the laughter and the woeful lack of skill on my part. But then we switched over to bowling. And that's when the grandparents got involved. Now, I had heard about a number of nursing homes that have purchased Wiis and how people in their 80s and 90s have fallen in love with a video game that gives them the ability to play some of their favorite sports again. Now, I have to be clear, none of our parents are anywhere near nursing home age. They're all in their late 60s. But they've always had very little interest in the video games of their grandkids. Now, add to that, after family dinners on Carla's side, other than the occasional game of apples to apples or dominoes, all the kids go in one direction, usually toward the computers to play games, and the adults go the other to watch sports. But as I stood off to one side and watched, I suddenly thought of my Grandpa Wobrock and his stories. And there before my eyes was a 21st century version of it. Three generations actively involved in playing with each other. People were telling stories about their first experiences with bowling, laughing at each other's attempts. And because the controller mimics a real throw, there was actually an even playing field. Because Carla's parents, who knew how to bowl, could do it just as well as the kids who probably hadn't bowled a whole lot but knew how to run a video game. I mean, honestly, we played for hours until it was time for us to head back to Chicago. And now my wife is talking about wanting a Wii. When people and pastors ask me what postmoderns are hungry for, and how the church could possibly connect to this strange alien world that there's a tendency to just write off as fads, I think what I would say now is I see the connection in the Wii. The Wii, perhaps more than anything else right now, World of Warcraft, Halo, or Second Life, it's the Wii that has managed to create a vehicle for intergenerational community. On Easter Sunday, you couldn't have had a better tableau for the whole thing. Grandparents who had divorced and remarried are now having fun together with Gen Xer kids and millennial grandkids. And none of the old hurts mattered. For 2 hours around a game machine, we were family. Period. None of the old divisions, all that. Not even on the radar screen. We were family. Somehow, Nintendo Wii equaled Wii, W-E. What we've lost, and what many of us under the age of 40 are hungry for, is family. The experience of being we. Not just one generation doing its own thing, but a real sense of family that extends for generations, for a history that goes back beyond those living now, and a hope for a future of a family that's going to go beyond us now. It's a hunger for busted up families that can have a chance to be healed long enough to get along. For a love that binds us together more for more than just a month or two. In a sense of community that means something more than just a last name or shared DNA. As I've been interviewing at other churches, the one point I always try and make when they ask questions about, you know, my postmodern interests is that the church has always been intergenerational. Whether we've always lived that out is another story, but that's the way it's supposed to be if you read the stories in the Bible. You know, alone and single in a new city, a local church should be a place where you don't stick out like a sore thumb. Not because you're the only single there, but because it's family. You know, church is where you would like to find new parents and grandparents who welcome and share wisdom, who make you feel like you are part of the family without being condescending, to find other people your own age who aren't there to hit on you, who remind you there's a God who loves you and you are part of God's family that includes parents and brothers and sisters and children. Church should be a we experience of meal, fun, and family all around a common shared love. It's just that instead of a we, it's Jesus. But that means some of us have to drop some of our Jesus baggage, kind of like the old gamer console wars fighting over compatibility, and just join in the Jesus experience instead. The old modern evangelism question of the 20th century used to be, if you die tonight, do you know where you will spend eternity? And you look back on the 20th century and there was a fear of death and a desire to know what life with God would be like after it. But the question has changed. And I think the question now is, if I die tonight, would I know if I have ever lived? It's a different fear, a fear of meaninglessness now, and a desire to know what life with God looks like now, not later. Somehow, this past Easter, in the Christian celebration of resurrection and new life, I found the answer to both the modern and postmodern questions of existence. The modern and postmodern questions of faith. And I found it in a piece of electronics and wires. That the answer is that life with God looks a little bit like a Nintendo Wii. That's all for this podcast. As I've been doing for the past few podcasts, I have a featured congregation I'd like to share with you this week to check out. And I'd like to steer you to Jacob's Porch, which is the Lutheran Campus Ministry of Ohio State at Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio. Pastor Jay Gamlin has moved out of the tendency that often happens with campus ministries to either create a church like back home for college students or to do kind of a 1960s student movement rehash. And instead, he has created something that's very fresh, very postmodern, and like the Wii, very relevant. Jacob's Porch is part of My Lutheran Tribe, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And if you check out the webpage, Jay has done a great job in creating a sense of community and openness via the web, but also relationally in the people that they have welcomed in. So in my mind, not only is it a great model for campus ministry, I think it has a great deal to teach us about how to be and how to communicate Christian community today, in church settings as well. So the links are on the webpage for Jacob's Porch at, and I will say it the way my wife and my youngest son want me to do it, just like they do on TV, Jacob's Porch at The Ohio State University. So thanks again for listening to Wired Jesus. Check out Jacob's Porch. Check out a Wii. And see you out there on the road.
What if God was one of us? Just a slot like one of us. Blue, 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 blue. Yeah, blah, blee, blee, blee.
Well done. Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two.
I wrote that.
Yeah.